This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to get serious.
Good morning, Melbourne. It is Tuesday. I don't know what the date is. The 16th of July. And you are with Sam Mills. And hello, Will. How are you? Feeling good? We're a little bit nervous. It is our first show. But we've got a big one in store. What have we got, Will?
Well, we've got the power of the Bluetooth speaker. We're talking about the best memories of school holidays. We've got a nice little joke off there at some point. But at 8:10, we have the interview with Navi. The first to start off the day, this is Get Serial with Will and Sammy. And that is the first thing of the day.
Just stuck into it. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. That first track, Kick, Greta Stanley, and the one you just heard there, Neon Leon Fuzz Race. Now, Will, I'm looking here at the run sheet.
Yes.
And it says your discussion topic, the power of the Bluetooth speaker, and I'm really intrigued to see where this goes.
Well, there's been many inventions over the past few years, and the advancements in technology have been amazing, but I think the Bluetooth speaker has been very overlooked, particularly at parties, because they're very easily stolen. And I think that translates to the scape of the party scene.
Interesting. Because when I think of a Bluetooth speaker, I think of that 13-year-old kid at the back of the bus who's annoying everyone, blasting it out. So why are you so infatuated?
Well, how much power does that kid have? He now owns the ear scape of the whole bus.
He does.
His. And all it takes is a $90 Bluetooth speaker. I think that's quite special. Well, I don't know, because if you go to, like, I can go to Melbourne Central or Flinders Street right now and take it over.
You really could.
With my own Bluetooth speaker. And that might not be a nice thing to do, but it is something to do. And people do that, you know.
Have you ever done it before?
Oh, maybe in my year 9 days. The year 9 days were reckless.
They are for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
It's a pretty
it's
grim
a turbulent time. It's scary, man. But,
So you take it to parties, you take it to Flinders Street Station, take it over. Where are other places
well,
where you
just
can...
Well, at parties, you know, you can just change to anything. Like, you know, if you're at a luau, get a Bluetooth speaker and play the 80s music and suddenly everyone's moving and you're the king of the world. You know, that's my plan when I can't be bothered talking to anyone. That's my speaker and I will be fixing this party up.
And the first tracks you go to at a party...
You got to go straight to 80s because everyone knows it and it's got that, you know, Common Eileen, big one.
Yep.
Anything Billy Joel, that's always good.
Piano
too.
Man?
Yeah.
Just sort of starts out quiet.
Maybe
and raises
Mr. Blue
everyone.
Sky as well.
Oh, of course.
That's always like, everyone goes, oh, that song. Then they're like, okay, now we're at a party.
Alrighty. So we've got the chats and pub feed coming up. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
The Chats, Pub Feed and Wizard Girls by Kitzel here on Serial 90.7. You're here with Sammy and Will. The school holidays are coming to the end and we're all looking back on what our memories are and what we've accomplished.
They
Sammy.
They finished on Sunday. My sister, she's in year 11,
sad.
So she's back,
yes.
Which is good. I don't have to see her as much at home anymore.
Harsh,
but
also
harsh
reasonable.
But true.
Reasonable.
So I was just reflecting on some of some of the great school holiday memories.
Yes.
It was a good time to be a child.
Yeah, well, I'm still a child, so I was thinking recently.
Okay.
We went out to Phillip Island, a small town in Victoria, and we're all in our mate's car, and we're going to this holiday house, and it's night time, right? So no one's been to the house before, and so we pull into the house, Everyone starts getting out and packing the bags, and we suddenly realize we're in the wrong driveway.
Oof.
And unintentionally probably break into a house. So we had to run back to the car and hop in and drive away, and that was probably the most provocative memory of my holidays.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, I was just reflecting, you know, we were talking about year nines earlier, and year nines at the back, yes, of the bus kind of, yep, disrupting everyone. I went to my first party in year nine, my first real party.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was very out of my depth there.
It's a big experience.
It's a lot to take in. So I wouldn't say it's one of my best,
yeah,
memories, but it's, you know, sort of those milestone memories that you look back upon.
Forms the character.
Exactly. And sort of, you know, in winter, you're not out much, so you're seeing movies, like going to see movies with grandparents and stuff.
Mr. Bean's Holiday would have been on that list, I think, back in the year 9 days.
What a film.
What a film. I think we left, actually, halfway through.
Oh, was it that bad?
I think I went with my auntie. I mean, we're such big Mr. Bean fans, which is quite embarrassing to say, that we sort of just left halfway through. We weren't happy with our Mr. Bean experience.
Fair enough. I did prefer the first one.
Mr. Bean.
It's where he went to L.A., and he ruined Whistler's mother or something.
In the big city with Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Put him anywhere and he'll make a good movie, though, so.
Pretty much.
Shouldn't have walked out from that one. Should have seen where it's going.
Should have. Ah, well. Yeah, I still don't think I've finished that movie, the second one.
Well, it's a timeless cult
classic.
I don't think anyone's talked about it since it came out.
No. So
I think we're all right, actually. At least socially, anyway.
Alrighty, we'll come back on the other side of this. First, we've got Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, and Cardi B. What a lineup. What an insane lineup.
It's huge.
Let's crack onto it now. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. Get Serial on Sin. It's Tuesday, 16th of July, and that was South of the Border, Ed Sheeran featuring Camila Cabello and Cardi B, as we said before the break. What a lineup. And just then, Billie Eilish.
Killing it. At 17.
That's just...
makes me sad.
It really does. You should see me in a crown. So now, our producer, Liam, has put in this segment. It's the weekly game, and it's called Try Not to Laugh. Liam, would you like to introduce the segment?
Well, last season we had many different games going on. I thought, why not, for this time, with two new hosts, we're going to do a new game every week, so we're not going to stick to this laugh. But I feel like, just kick the first show off. We've got to start with it. We've got to start with a barrel of laughs, don't we?
If you can't laugh at jokes, you're not laughing at all. Is a good rule to follow, I think.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, for this first one, we're going to have three jokes from Will. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to get your three jokes, Sam. And I feel like whoever laughs most is the winner.
And you have to be impartial as well.
I will be.
I don't want some trickery.
All right. Ready to kick things off?
Let's do it. Come at me, Will.
All right. You know, Sam, a big thing in the news is the war on terror. Well, I think a good place to start would be this country's haunted houses. Oh, dude, at least laugh a little bit. We're live, bro, on a vine.
I think you can do better. Come on.
Okay. A Sydney man has set a new record, sitting in a bathtub with 72 live snakes, therefore earning a place in the Guinness Book of Absolute Morons. That's fine. Put it on the checkboard. Tally it up.
God.
That's a big win. All right. Say what you want about my presenting skills, Sammy, but I've got the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the Melbourne Zoo. That's two. Tally it up.
That's a good one.
I want 2 points for that as well, because that was a big one.
Look, if we want to get technical,
nah,
there are no lions at Melbourne Zoo, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh.
I think it's just Werribee.
And thus, my facade crumbles.
Yeah, there's a flaw in your joke.
It doesn't work.
It's still pretty funny, though.
Socially acceptable still, I think. Unless someone's really knowledgeable in the Melbourne Zoo.
You know what? I think I can top those.
Ooh. Okay.
With my bad jokes.
Well, I think the tally board for me is sitting at two.
Two.
Probably say three. I'll give you 2 points for that one.
Oh, all right.
Liam.
Just throwing around the points now.
Weighs in.
Righto. What do we got coming up? We've got Hockey Dad. I want to be everybody.
He does.
That's up now. Get Serial on Sin.
Hockey Dad, I Want to Be Everybody here on Sin. Get Cereal with Will and Sammy. You're coming in halfway to a joke-off. It's fierce. And I'm ready to kick off with Sammy's contributions.
It is quite fierce. I laughed twice at three of Will's jokes.
Big laughs, too.
Big laughs. There's a bit of controversy over the third one because it wasn't accurate.
True.
It wasn't true.
Yes. Well, jokes are 80% truth, 20% lie, I think is the scientific chemistry behind it, I think.
Alrighty. So, alright, let's kick it off. I've deliberately gone with bad jokes.
Hedging.
And this is what I found straight off Google. So this is the first result. Let's see if I can crack Will here. Excuse me. What did Jay-Z call his wife before they got married?
I don't know.
Fiance.
Yeah, dude. It's a little bit of a Google.
That was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
I'll
come
give
on.
You a point for that one. That was pretty good.
Alrighty. Just looking through some more here. These are awesome. These are so good. How do you work out how heavy a Red Hot Chili Pepper is?
I don't know.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
Yeah. I'll give that one. Yep. All right. We'll go two from two.
Two.
They're not like making me laugh, but I understand the craft.
It's
where you get these points from.
The craft.
I understand what's going into it.
Oh, alrighty. Jeez, these are real, real grim.
You've hedged your bets on the bad jokes.
Oh, I can't even find a good bad one. You know how like they're bad they're good?
Well, this is very authentic.
All right. We're going to get some haiku jokes here.
Wow.
So, oh no.
Very cultural.
It is
well.
Quite cultural.
We're laughing and we're cultural. Which is good, I think.
Okay. Haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we'll leave that one up to Liam to decide. Liam, what do you reckon, buddy?
Well, that's not a jump from me. I think we're tied on this one.
We're tied.
We're tied.
Do we have a deal breaker?
We might have to come up with something through the song.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
It goes to overtime. Golden goal.
We're going OT. It's the super over, like it was in the cricket the other night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's do it. Let's go to the next song. Keeping Time, Angie McMahon, here on Sin. One little bit, the Bancrofts. This is Get Cereal Tuesdays on Sin. Sam and Will here, or Sammy as I'm now referred to.
Yeah, yeah, I've changed his name.
I'll take that. So we're back here for the tiebreaker of the worst jokes / make the other person laugh.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Now, for this one, are we going for the make the other person laugh or just say the worst joke possible? Because mine sort of blurs the lines. You don't know which way it's going.
Even better.
All right.
Leave me in suspense.
All right, shall I kick it off then?
Yeah, go for it.
What do you call a donkey with three legs?
I don't know.
A wonky. And his hands immediately go onto his forehead, which signifies it's pretty bad.
God.
But Lane, the producer, is loving it.
That
which just shows how versatile it is.
It is quite versatile.
He's doubling
I'll give
over.
You that.
It's amazing.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Let's see your retort.
Yeah, let's move on from that one.
let's create some distance.
What's better than Ted Danson?
I don't know.
Ted singing and dancing.
Again, Liam loves it. I kind of like it. I don't know who Ted Danson is.
You don't know who Ted Danson is?
I don't. I'm not a learned man.
Fun fact, I was actually named after Ted Danson's character in Cheers. Have you ever seen Cheers?
No. See, I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. Sam from Cheers.
Wow.
He's the owner of the bar. So evidently my dad, you know, wanted me to be an alcoholic misogynist, but
that's a good origin story.
Yeah, no.
For the biography.
I hope I'm not anything like him at all.
Yeah.
So, Liam, who took the points?
It's a tough one, but I think the donkey and the wonky have just.
Oh,
and
no.
Here it comes. Oh, that's the first win of many for this season of Get Serial.
Well, I'm
very grateful, Liam. Thank you.
Well, let's just say, by the end of the final week, let's just say you don't want to have the least amount of points.
Well, that's ominous. And I'm scared.
Just don't get too ambitious.
I'm also comfortable. Hey.
Nice throw. Very nice throw.
We're talking about ambition, guys. And I think people have become too ambitious. I was at a party the other week because I'm cool. And I met a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, right? And I was like, hey, man, what have you been up to? And he says, hey, I've become a socialist. And that was the first thing he said to me. And I was like, hey, dude, just learn to draw. You don't need to become a socialist. Just learn to draw. And I think people have become infatuated with these big projects. And it's no one's worried about the simple things anymore.
So in saying he's a socialist now, what does that entail? Exactly. Is he going to really stand outside the state library and hand out flyers? Is that the extent?
I guess that's what happens. Okay. I guess. But the problem with it, you don't need to be doing that all this big stuff. Just enjoy the little stuff.
Like radio shows.
Exactly. Like radio shows. And it's the same with marathon runners. If you go, hey, why are you running a marathon? They're like, oh, it's challenging. And it's like, okay, cool. Maybe just solve a Sudoku. You don't have to run a marathon. There are other things to do.
Crosswords.
Exactly.
The simple things.
Sunday paper, that'll keep you preoccupied for a week. And you don't have to, die early. Because marathon runners, it's grim. Careful.
They're almost too healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's the way to live a life.
Who runs 42 kilometers for fun? You know how they call them fun runs? I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. No. It's there's a special group of people who are ruining it for everybody else, I think, by calling them fun runs.
I mean, I admire their courage. I admire their tenacity.
Yes.
But I just don't get it.
Yeah. And the same thing with, everyone, professional athletes, and everyone wants to be famous, you know. But I was thinking about the other day, you're probably just better staying at home with your parents because you have to do nothing and you get free food and water and drinks and you can do that until you're, 30 and then you get the house. So really, it's the way to go.
What happens at 30?
Inheritance. You get the big money. Hopefully, your dad's a lawyer and owns an estate, and then you're fine, and you don't have to work. So, that's some food for thought.
It's a simple life, isn't it?
Yeah. So, listeners, take that with you and flourish.
That's Will's life advice.
Yeah, exactly. Ambition's grim. Don't do it.
Let's move on. Next track by TK Mazer. It is Handle My Ego here on Sin.
Hey, can I get some milk for my cereal?
What milk would you like? Full cream, low fat, no fat, lactose free, almond, coconut, soy, goat or macadamia?
All right, now you're just milking it.
Get cereal, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays, only on Sin 90.7.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to shout! Serial.
It is 7:02 here on Get Serial on Sin. You're with Sam and Will.
Hello.
Big hour coming up, Will.
Huge. One of the biggest, actually.
The biggest in the history.
Of history.
History of
We're
Sin.
We're taking it already. First show I've taken the biggest hour in history. That's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it. So we've got some more chat coming up. We've got an interview in the next hour after that with Navi.
Yes. Very exciting.
A New Zealand artist. So we're going across the Dutch.
The ditch.
The Dutch.
Yes.
What did you think of the first hour?
I think it was very successful. A lot of nerves coming in first show.
Yeah.
I think we handled the rough seas well and kept the ship steady.
Yeah. I think the jokes.
Lifted it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. It took it down first and then it lifted it. It was a resurrection.
Ted Danson.
Yes.
I think we need to watch Cheers by the end of the season. I'm going to have you a Cheers expert.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big movie to miss. I didn't even realise.
It's not a TV series.
Ooh, see?
Come on.
See?
Come on.
I'm not watching a TV series, but...
Righto.
You can give it a watch a movie, but I'm not watching a TV series.
Will, I believe you have the discussion topic.
Yes. Look, social situations are tough. Parties are tough. One of the toughest things I have to deal with is small talk. I think most of it's pointless. You know, how many times you go to a party and ask the same questions, you know, what uni course do you go to, how many brothers and sisters do you have or whatever, and you don't remember it at all within 5 minutes.
No.
I want a system that skips that.
A system.
Goes right to the deep and meaningfuls.
Is this like carrying around a sign on your neck that says, I go to...
It could be a lanyard.
A lanyard.
It could be a lanyard or something. Just something that lets a special group of people know that they don't have to do small talk. So maybe just a little notch of the ear, let the other person know you're on the same wavelength, and then go, hey, so what dreams did you have as a child? And then Ooh. You don't have to ask what uni course they went to.
I love it. Get straight to the ambitious stuff.
Yes.
Tying in with the last subject.
Yes.
The thing that I despise the most is when you go to a family gathering and you haven't seen these people for, you know, 6 months, half a year.
Yeah.
Christmas to Christmas kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a weird environment.
Yeah, and they're always like, oh, how's uni going?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say?
I know.
It's great. I'm loving it. It's the best course ever.
Yeah. In reality, it's like I still feel like I'm on holidays during my uni course because it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's weird with family too because you have such a relationship with them, but you still have to do small talk.
Yeah.
Like you'd think after like 18 years, I'd be pretty down to like, you know, talk about whatever, but it's still like, yeah, just doing uni, guys.
You know, being at uni for 4 years is kind of just like...
Jaded you.
For the four years, it's... So what are you up to now?
Yeah.
Still at uni.
Yeah.
Still
there. I'm 6 months in and I'm sick of talking about my uni degree.
Oh.
It's the path well trodden.
It is.
I think if we just have a little notch thing and we go into the deep meaningful, I think we'll learn to love each other just a little bit more. And that's all we want.
Yeah, sounds good
to me. We just want love.
We really do. Okay, what do we got next? Next track up is Trix, Stella Donnelly. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Trix, Stella Donnelly and Art by Paris Irwin here on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial with Sam and Will. Last segment, we talked about skipping small talk. And it's got us thinking about what are the small talk questions we ask each other. We thought we'd use that as an opportunity to get to know one another.
So, Will.
Basic questions.
Who are you?
Who aren't I is a better question. I'm in uni. I've just come out of high school last year and just trying to figure it all out, you know. I'm doing the whole work one casual shift a week just to make ends meet.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the old classic.
When you reach 18, they just drop you.
Yes, exactly. It starts becoming expensive and you're no longer worth your weight. But apart from that, man, I play in a band, so do that as often as we can, and just trying to stay.
Could we hear them on Sin one day?
Maybe. I'm in a good position to plug our music, actually.
You are.
If we ever start making it.
Ever start.
It's so hard to write songs, because whatever, you didn't know about that, but it's cool. But I want to know about you, Sam. What do you do in your spare time?
Not a lot.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone does, actually.
No. Oh, just the typical, you know, Netflix binging. Yeah. And
I think everyone does that.
Yeah, just eating food that I really shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
And, it's a great life.
We're all very similar people. I think most of everyone's life is binge watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's the same with me. But, you know, that's how it goes.
What have you been watching at the moment?
I have to say Rick and Morty, which isn't cool.
Yeah, I could go on a whole rant about that, but I'm not going to.
I'm also unashamed and will not be backing down from my decision because it's a great show. And
I'm the one with the inferior intellect here then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very smart.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
what
good.
Do you watch on Netflix?
Because
I won't be able to. I probably haven't watched it, so.
You know what?
Many Netflix.
I'm a real sucker for the kind of teenage girly shows.
Right.
Yeah. That's
such as?
Oh, so 13 Reasons Why. I'm so, so pumped
that
for
season. That was a
phenomenon.
Pumped
for season 3.
Yep.
It's been too long, and I know Hannah is not coming back. because
I thought
she
just ended the show on season two.
She did die in season one,
yeah,
and
so
she was back in
going?
Season two.
All right.
But she isn't coming back for season three.
Wow. Well, who knows where that show's going?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued, honestly. But yeah, just reruns of Peep Show.
Yeah. I've heard good things about that.
Inbetweeners.
Too, yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
We should do a whole show on Inbetweeners one day, I reckon.
I think I'd know enough about it just from... I watched, like, episodes when they're on like, the ABC. Like, I'll just stumble on it. And it's yeah. always, like, a great show.
It really is.
We can do that. What's your dream job, Sam?
Wow.
Curveball.
It's 7:17 in the morning and we're cracking on to dream jobs.
We're skipping small talk, man.
It's a tough one. I don't know. Maybe presenting the 6 o'clock news.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I'm doing a journalism degree, so...
Oh, awesome.
I suppose...
Slots in well.
That's number one, yeah. What about you, Will?
I don't know. It's weird. It's something in media, doing something like this maybe, but yeah, I don't really know.
That's if you're not touring the world with
That's
your band,
true.
Of course.
I'm probably already going to be famous by then,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I won't have to worry about it.
Might even double up.
Yeah.
Presenter and...
Yeah.
Superstar.
Everyone's doubling up now. You've got to be versatile.
Exactly.
That's right.
What have we got coming up next?
We've got a phone call in Amsterdam by Valley here on Sin.
Get Serial on Tuesday. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. You're here with Sam and Will. First track there was Highway Wind. Cameron Milford, and I was ready for a hoedown throwdown after that one. I'm a Dreamer, Matilda Pell after that, and then that one, Fishhawk by Mam Bali. Will?
Yes.
What was the week in Wacky News?
Well, the Wacky News is a celebration of the strange, and what we have today is a story of public disturbance that comes out of the city of Preston. The headline, Man Wanted for Stealing a Whole Doner Kebab, which... And the word of clickbait really draws you in. Police have released CCTV footage of a man who stole a 70-pound lump of doner from a kebab shop.
70-pound.
That's a lot of pounds. It's a pure stick of meat.
That's a lot
of kebab.
It's
one of those rotating things and they like shave it off. Mm. And he's taken it and ran. He ordered a large kebab and then claimed it wasn't big enough. Now, this is huge. After a small disagreement, the man ran in the back and legged it with a full doner. He was last seen running past a known location in the city of Preston, I presume, as other students watched in amazement.
So what time did this tragedy occur?
I'm assuming kebab shop, probably open late.
Yeah.
And you have to respect his ambition.
You really do.
Because not many people have the audacity. Also, I find it funny, he probably woke up the next morning wanted by the police with 70 pounds of kebab meat in his room.
Where do you reckon he stored it?
Yeah, he can't like stash that somewhere because it's going to go off. It's just a scary place to be.
So we can confirm that it was definitely lamb. Kebab, not chicken.
No.
We can't confirm that.
I can... There's a picture here and it's definitely lamb meat.
Okay.
But I just think it's one of those stories he'll be telling for years, probably behind bars. And also, when you get behind bars and everyone's like, oh, what crime did you do? And you have to be like, I stole 70 pounds of kebab meat from a shelf. I don't know if you'd get respect or you'd be, you know...
How long do you reckon he's going away for?
Where does that place you on the prison hierarchy?
Right at the top.
Right at the top.
At the top.
He runs the shots there now.
Yeah. So we're thinking 5 to 10 in the slammer.
So. Family business. Family yeah. business.
I mean, we shouldn't make fun of this because obviously, like, no. This is impacted on someone's lives, but yeah. It's hard not to.
Well, it's definitely wacky.
And it's definitely wacky.
It is my job as the leader of the Wacky News segment to bring you the biggest wacky news of the week.
That's it.
And I think that's up there because the city of Preston is now living in turmoil. And probably a severe lack of doner meat, because this man has taken 70 pounds of the reserve.
So if you're going out in Preston,
look out.
You're probably not going to have a good night.
Look out.
No kebab at the end. It's pretty grim.
It's grim.
Have you got any other wacky news for me?
I've got a lot on the reserve.
Okay.
Tons. I've got a story here of a man who went into a fast food joint with the plan of robbing the place, which is horrible. While he was in the shop, he decided to make himself a hamburger, which ultimately led to his arrest. Very similar to the man with the kebab. I think once you're trying to steal something, you know, I won't say that. I think if you're going to steal something, here's the rule. If you're going to steal something, don't make a hamburger
firstly,
simultaneously.
Firstly, disclaimer, if you're going to steal something, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because it's wrong.
It's wrong.
But...
and this guy probably tripled his sentence because he's now stolen whatever he was going to steal and a hamburger.
Yeah. Did he just get hungry in the middle of it?
I think so. Well, there's that story of the person who like broke into someone's house and then just slept in the bathtub and they just found him asleep.
We all just want a good sleep. He was
he's human.
Really tired.
He needs it too.
Oh, alrighty. Yeah.
I feel like I've dodged all the lasers there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this regular segment.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Well, it's hard to beat the Donovan bloke. But
yeah, it's going to be tough to beat.
I'll try. I'll scour the internet.
All right, what have we got up next, Will?
Up next, as I go to the run sheet that I can't find.
My phone's locked me out. I'm locked out.
Well, here's a random song. We don't know. We're in for just as a surprise as you are.
Liam, you're surprising us.
2000 and whatever.
2000 and whatever. Fields. Get Cereal Tuesdays on Sin. You're here with Sam and Will. And that was What Are You Waiting For by Fergus James. Now we've got a little bit of time to fill here.
Yes.
Area 51.
Yes. Very exciting development from the social media spaces. I feel like it's going to be about 20 people rocking up, but 20 of the best. If you haven't been following along, there has been a Facebook event created with the notion of storming Area 51 and finding out what lies behind those doors.
So for the uninitiated, what is Area 51?
Well, Area 51 is a famous site for conspiracies. There is told to be aliens there and all sorts of government secrets.
And it's in the Las Vegas desert in
it's a
Nevada.
Long way away.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
How many people have they got on the Facebook event at the moment?
It's like about 800,000.
Yeah.
So out of 800,000 people, there's going to be 20 people crazy enough to actually have a go.
And it's September 20.
Yes.
It'd be really interesting to
see.
Don't
go.
Yeah, don't go.
We don't condone it. It's probably just better to... it's at 1.5 million at the moment, too.
Okay.
So there's definitely going to be a few people rocking up. So I reckon what you do is don't go. Stay at home, but watch it. Because you get to see all the action, but you don't get arrested.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to do most things.
Look, it could go down as a really tragic...
Yeah. It could be really bad.
Yeah.
The government don't mess around with that stuff.
They don't. What have they got to hide? Donald, what have you got to hide?
What have you got to... I don't think it... If they've got something to hide, they're going to hide it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're just going to run up to Area 51 and then all their secrets will just be revealed to you.
So I was reading on this yesterday. Apparently, as recently as 2001, the government refused to acknowledge the existence of Area 51.
Really?
So it's been around since, I think, the end of World War II.
Wow.
And up until 2001, they did not even acknowledge that it existed.
Yeah, well, they can't really hide it now because we've got, like, Google Earth.
Yeah.
So we can just see it.
Yeah.
So like, oh, there it is. So, sorry, government.
We know sorry,
what you're
Donald.
Up to. We know what you're up to. And 20 of us are coming to your front door.
Hey, if we want to start a crowdfund, send us over there.
Yes.
We'll report live. We'll do the show live from Area 51.
From about 50 metres back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll watch.
Yep.
With binoculars, and it'll be very professional.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll set that up, definitely.
Crowdfund. Get on it. We'll plug that across the socials.
Yes. And you can go on the socials as well, at Get Cereal on Twitter and Facebook. And
we're on Instagram as well.
We are on Instagram as well. Mm. Please get involved. You know, tell us about Area 51, what your plan is.
And plan of attack.
Plan of attack. We're open to suggestions. Up next, we've got Nobody's Home by Mallrat. And you're listening to Sin. This is Get Cereal with Sam and Will.
Mallrat, Nobody's Home, featuring Basenji. I love Mallrat.
I love Mallrat too.
We should get her in here one day. Let's Hopefully. Get her on the show.
Let's do it.
So now we're going to move on to Scarlett Johansson.
Highly contentious.
It is. It's a big topic doing the rounds at the moment. She's the highest paid actress in the world.
It's impressive.
It is. When you consider the names.
Yeah.
She's... I can't think of too many, like, massive movies she's been in. Like, obviously,
no,
they're
big. The Avengers run as well.
They're big, but they're not not earth-shatteringly big.
No. No, that's probably fair.
This is what she said the other day in an interview. You know, as an actor, I should be allowed to play any person or any tree or any animal because that is my job and the requirements of yes. my job. So...
This has obviously caused backlash.
Yeah. My question to you today is, what tree should Scarlett Johansson play in her next
true.
Movie?
I don't know. I don't think she could play an oak.
No.
That's more of like an old man sort of role, I think, an oak tree.
Definitely. Palm tree, maybe?
Yeah, probably palm tree.
Yeah.
Maybe like a spruce tree.
Spruce tree.
But obviously that's caused outrage. A lot of people on Twitter have questioned... whether the roles given to Scarlett Johansson would be better given to people who are maybe are in minority groups.
Mm.
And you can see where that side's coming from. She's definitely made it far enough. And, you know, she doesn't really need those roles anymore.
No, she doesn't. She's claimed this was taken out of context.
Mm.
But it's a direct quote, so I'm not sure how that can be taken out of context too much.
Definitely the first thing to say when you're in trouble is that was taken out of context.
Of course, yeah. I think that this whole drama started, she was supposedly playing a transgender person.
Yes.
As big a name as she is, I don't know why you would just, like, fall back on her. Go and get someone who obviously relates to the role better.
Yeah. It's sort of a strange situation because you can see where both sides are coming from.
Mm.
Certainly if I got offered a job, I would be inclined to take the job.
Exactly.
So if the job's being offered to her, you know, you could see how she might... stand to take it, but also the other side of it is a lot of people don't get recognition and a lot of groups don't get recognized properly in the big media, so maybe there should be an initiative to help these people get the roles.
Come on Scarlett, give it a rest.
Had enough.
Have you seen Lost in Translation?
No, I only really seen that Avengers movie she was in.
See, I'm not across that whole Marvel universe. I saw Spider-Man the other day.
Yeah,
the new
one.
One
as well. Yeah. It was very good.
It was pretty good.
Very good. It's sort of weird to, like, because I'm like, I'm getting older now. So it's sort of weird to, like, yeah, I saw Spider-Man the other day. But also, I don't apologize because it's a great movie.
Yeah.
You should all see it.
Should I go back and watch the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe?
It's like over a day and a half, I think.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So when did it actually start?
It started like 10 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Was it 10 years ago? Iron Man?
With Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now it's just evolved and Scarlett Johansson's now using it to...
They are the biggest films in the world these days.
Yeah.
There's nothing that kind of compares to Marvel movies.
Well, I think the newest one, the Endgame one, was like the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah.
So that counts for something.
I actually haven't seen that.
Wow.
I'm probably about the only person in the world who
You're
hasn't
definitely
seen that.
In the minority of people who have
Tweet us. At Get Cereal.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, and show me some support.
Yeah, get behind him.
I'd really appreciate
that. He's putting his soul on the line here.
We're going to wrap up the seg. We're closing in on 8 o'clock as well. And we got, of course, our big interview with Navi coming
Huge.
Up.
Huge. That's very exciting.
In the hour. It is. I'm really looking forward. I listened to a few of her songs just in the break there.
Yes.
And I really like her stuff.
And
so,
we will be playing a song as well after the interview.
We will.
A new EP, 100,000, which... It's very exciting.
Definitely.
So stick around for that.
But right now, we're going to take a look around. Yes. And listen to Take a Look Around from Serena Very Perch. Good. Get Cereal on Sin.
Back to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to fight! Cereal.
Cereal Tuesdays on Sin. Got a big hour coming up, our last hour. It's gone really quickly, Will.
It has. Time flies.
It does. Time flies when you're having fun. So we've got Navi coming up, as we mentioned, just before the last song. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I've been reading just in that break there, reading more on her. She's had comparisons drawn to Lord and Sigrid.
And they're good comparisons as well.
They are. And they're very big artists.
I'd like to be compared to Lord someday.
I'd like to meet Lord one day.
Well, we've got a Lord.
We've got her coming in. Oh.
She's here now. We've kept her waiting in the green room for 3 hours. She's coming in now.
Realizing that adults have no clue what they're doing.
Yeah, this is something I found going from high school to university. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's okay because no one else knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I had someone with you can get a degree in everything now and you can get a doctorate in everything.
Yep.
So I had someone who's considered a doctor tell me that they're silly, which I don't think, if you're a doctor, I don't think you lose the right to be silly, I think, at that point. I think you're supposed to be like the smartest person in the room. You're supposed to know everything. You know, I think you lose the ability to be silly, but, you know, my perceptions have been warped.
See, I always thought you'd reach an age and it'd just click. You'd just like
yeah,
become
exactly.
an adult.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling more ridiculous as yeah. every day passes. Yeah. I'm not going to reach that point.
I don't think anyone ever gets it.
No. Nah.
So that's kind of cool. I don't know why it is. I think because like when you're a child, you're like worried about like Lego sets and like the adults just like know everything.
Yeah.
And like, but now it's like as a child, you'd like ask an adult like, how does that light work? And you're like, they flick the switch and they're like, that's how it works. But now you're like, where does electricity come from? And the adult's like, I don't know.
The factory.
Yeah, exactly.
Electricity
yeah.
factory.
So, yeah, no one really knows.
No.
But that's fine.
It kind of leads me on to the point of the important stuff that they don't teach you in school.
Right.
Like, it is tax time.
Yeah.
Why don't they teach you how to do taxes?
I don't even know.
No.
I don't know anything about tax, actually.
No.
I assume I don't have
you ever,
to pay it.
Have you ever lodged a tax return?
I don't think so.
No.
I only work one casual shift a week, so I don't have much to claim. But,
it's the important stuff they don't teach you. But, of course, like Pythagoras' theorem, that's...
Oh, my God. I think I dropped that in, like, year 10 because I wasn't
lucky.
Smart enough to continue the hard math.
Oh, dear.
That's fine.
So we are closing in on this Navi interview.
Yes.
We're going to hear from another synth pop artist. Mm-hmm. You can kind of claim her. It's G Flip. This is about you. Get Cereal Tuesdays on Sin with Will and Sam. Get Cereal Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Sam and Will. And it is 8:10 or 8:13. And we've got a special guest from across the Dutch.
Very exciting.
We have Navi on the line. Navi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
I'm interested in your New Zealand origin. You come out of New Zealand. What's the music scene like in New Zealand, and what's it like trying to break out into other markets?
The music scene is really cool here, actually. I think there's kind of like a divide. There's like real pop music, and then there's like the kind of indie, like garage rock situation, which is also really cool.
Yep.
I went to uni here and studied music, so I've kind of seen it all, which is cool. I think everyone is really supportive of each other. It's actually really incredible. I think the industry is so small because the country is so small. So, yeah, it's like, it's really fun, actually, to get to do music and meet everyone. Everyone's really nice to each other. So I guess the breaking through situation feels very supported, I think.
Great.
Do you describe your music as synth pop, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's like electronic pop, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the most popular synth pop export from across the ditch is Lady Hawk. Do you remember Lady Hawk?
I do remember Lady Hawk. That's true.
My Delirium. What a track.
What a tune. You're correct.
I was doing a bit of research, reading a few of your interviews. I believe in a thing called love. What's your love for that track?
I love that song. Like, you can't even imagine. When that song comes on, I'm just like a whole different human. I'm really obsessed. It's so good. I think my best friend and I listen to it pretty much every time we drive in the car, and we just scream and pretend that we're playing the drums. It's like, it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
I think you can't frown and listen to that song.
A real crowd pleaser. You come from a classical background. How did you make that switch into pop music?
Well, when I was going to uni, I kind of had to choose between classical voice and pop. And I just decided I've done classical for so long that I want to try something new.
Yes.
And actually, at the time, I thought pop music was kind of stupid. I was like a snob. And now I realize it's actually really hard to write a good pop song. So
right.
It's like a nice challenge, I think.
Very deceptive.
Yeah.
So you've drawn comparisons to the one and only Lorde and Sigrid, of course. How does it feel to be compared to, you know, such big name artists?
I mean, it's extremely flattering. I think just seeing women do cool things in music is so exciting anyway. And to be compared to those people is like, yeah, it's just the most flattering thing ever, really.
I would like to be compared to Lorde myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Someday. I hope to make it.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
If you weren't doing music, what would you be focusing on?
That's a good question. I've always loved people, so I think I would do something with people for sure, like maybe some kind of psychology or something.
Yep.
I think.
Noble
but it's
craft.
Kind of always been music, because I studied it from when I was so little that I kind of didn't really have a plan B.
That's the road you're going on.
Yeah, I think so.
So you've just released your new single. Do you have any plans on touring at any time soon, coming across the ditch to Melbourne? Because I was just listening to you before, and I would definitely be there.
Oh, thank you. I mean, playing is the dream, so I'm hoping to play as soon as possible. But I think musicians say the word soon a lot, and it kind of loses meaning because there's no like measure of how long that is. But I'm going to say soon. And then we'll see. But that's
we'll see
like my biggest goal right now. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Where did the name Navy come from?
It's actually not a great story. I should make a better one up. But I just like saw the word written down, and I liked that the letters were like all straight when they were in capital, and that is literally where it came from.
Ah, that's great. What should listeners look next when they want to look you up? What are your future projects?
I'm releasing my next single next month, and then it's a whole EP the kind of week later, so also next month. So there's lots of music coming in August, which is really exciting because I love releasing stuff.
Great.
And just, like, putting it out. Yeah.
So is this EP,
so that's kind of where I'm headed.
Is this EP scheduling sort of a build-up to, like, an album release?
I think I want to do a few EPs, and I think an album, when I do an album, I want to really do it right, and I want to give it the time and love that it needs, but I also have so many songs, so I want to kind of release a few EPs and then look at doing an album after I've kind of released more music, I think.
Well, that's important. I guess I wanted to know where you get your inspiration from when you're writing music. I know 100,000's was written from helplessness in the loss of love and that path to strength. What do you get inspiration from life experiences or other artists?
Big time life experience, yes.
Yeah.
I went through a pretty tumultuous breakup last year, and which has, like, in the end, kind of been a blessing because I've got a lot to write about. So that's, like, the nice thing about being a musician. But yeah, at the moment, definitely life experience. I have so much to say about what happened and kind of moving on and finding new things to write about. But right now, yeah, life experience is a big one.
Great. Well, thanks for the interview. We're going to play 100,000's now. Thank you very much for calling in. It's been a great interview.
Before we do let you go,
thanks for having me.
Navy. Where can we find you on socials?
Good question. On Instagram, I'm thisisnavy_, and I think I'm there pretty much everywhere. And then on Facebook, if you just search Navy Music, you'll find me.
Lovely. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
Get Serial Tuesdays. Will?
Yes.
Are you back with us?
I am here.
Righto. That was actually a really great chat with Navy.
Yeah.
Really good.
What an artist. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, I've already followed her on Instagram.
There you go. Everyone else should do the same on the appropriate social media.
This is Navy. So that was her track, 100,000, and we just had Jess Mowboy there, Blessing.
Yes.
Do you remember when Jess Mowboy said debut instead of debut?
I don't.
You might be a little too young for that.
I know, I'm a young man.
Yeah.
And, I'm getting old. A lot of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Australian Idol. What a great time. Appearances don't matter.
Yes. That's my topic for the day. I was at a coffee shop the other day and I was overhearing a conversation between two businessmen questioning their tie choices. And it kind of got me thinking, it doesn't really matter what your tie looks like.
I really hope I don't get to that point in life.
Yeah.
I know. How sad.
I know. It's a weird position to be in. I think people put too much emphasis on like what clothes they wear and, you know, how their hair's looking. It's really just like, if you're a good bloke, people like respect that.
It's very true. Very true.
But that's what I strive for. I dress like I've just come out of a hospital like every day. And it's doing all right for me so far. I think.
Yeah.
Who knows, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue.
But people worry about it too much. Particularly in like the teenage years, which is, I guess, is understandable, but
It's only getting more prevalent with Instagram and the like, yeah, as well. Although there has been a push towards the other direction, I guess.
That's true.
You know, you've got your Billie Eilish types who are not dressing up in, you know, the provocative clothing who, like,
right,
like in years past, you know. She's expensive. All the baggy clothes.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It's expensive baggy clothes.
Relaxed look, yeah.
You know.
Something to strive for.
It's something different, I guess.
Yeah, I think at some point you just have to, like, recognise that, like, oh, well, never going to be Brad Pitt. Just pick up the pieces and move on.
Don't be like that, Will. Come on.
A lot of plastic surgery could be done.
Has Brad Pitt actually had any plastic surgery?
I don't know. I think it'd be unfair if he hadn't.
Mm.
I feel like he should go through some amount of pain,
yeah,
to achieve that. Yeah, we don't condone
Brad Pitt. Plastic surgery. No, we don't condone, we don't condone Brad Pitt.
We love Brad Pitt.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think the bigger travesty is being a businessman in a suit.
Worrying about ties. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Hmm.
Hopefully. We'll probably get to that stage, though.
Unfortunately, that's kind of where life leads you.
Yeah, to just ties.
Yeah. And ties and socks. I saw a post the other day. It was about being different because you wear different kinds of socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just go the odd socks. Every day.
Yeah.
That's my happy socks.
Happy socks.
Yeah, it works for me. And I don't have to worry about, like, spending $30 on socks.
Yeah. So, although the fancy socks are expensive sometimes.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll go to the next track now. Is this Tash Sultana? Is this the unbelievable Tash Sultana?
So.
Gemini, let's hear it. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Well, not quite. This is
Liam.
The main's final.
Liam. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Sam and Will. And now, Will, it's time for one of your not favourite topics.
It's not a not favourite topic. It's just I know nothing about it.
Okay.
And I hope you can guide me through the turbulent waters.
I will. Because this is a sports chat.
Yes.
And I'm going to get a sweeper for this one. I'm going to get a nice little intro jingle.
We should do sweepers for next,
yeah,
next time.
It's going to be a weekly segment. So, we had a big night of sport on Sunday night.
Yes.
You know what was on?
Cricket.
Not just cricket.
But cricket was on.
Cricket was on. It was the Cricket World Cup final. But there were two other things that were also on.
Please don't make me guess.
I'm making you guess.
Footy. Was probably on.
Okay.
No.
Well, okay, footy was on, but it's
and
not.
Tennis.
Tennis was on.
Oh, that's sweet.
The other one I was looking for was the Grand Prix, but like I don't.
Oh, right.
I'm not as fussed about that one.
Is that a sport
but
though?
Racing is a Formula One is a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport.
Okay. Cricket World Cup final. What a finish to that game. Did you see any of that?
No.
No?
But I heard that it was close. And I saw one of the batters at the after it was like really heartbroken. Could you explain why one of the batters was heartbroken?
One of the batters was heartbroken because they just lost the greatest cricket game of all time.
That'll do it.
It was the World Cup final. One day World Cup final.
Right.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I saw the first 5 minutes of it.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Got uninterested. Then.
Got uninterested.
And then went and did something else.
Okay. So you didn't watch the tennis after that then?
No, I didn't.
Which was also an amazing game.
Between?
It's between Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. So two of the biggest titans in world tennis.
That is big.
And Novak ended up winning that one. Novak's got a really good record over Federer in recent times.
Yeah.
And this is how I'm going to educate you.
Please.
Over the weeks, you're going to be a full-on sports nut.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, next time I'll actually like read the sports news, and then I'll be able to like interchange facts with you.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
We are getting you prepped for Sports Desk, which is coming on at 9 after us. It's not coming up because it is Tuesday. And then they're only a Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're blaming...
Tune in some other time and EP watch for those guys, because...
Ben Simmons. Do you know who Ben Simmons is?
No. Who's Ben Simmons?
You don't know who Ben Simmons... Oh, geez, we've got a lot of work to do here.
This is like my worst Jeopardy topic.
Yeah. Ben Simmons is an Australian basketballer.
Right.
Plays in the NBA.
Yes.
Breaking news just in the last few minutes. He signed a $242 million contract.
Well, there you go. That's what you need.
With the 76ers, who he currently plays for.
That's crazy. Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. So get on Wikipedia after this and look him up.
Well, now he's worth so much money, he's worth knowing. So we'll...
Yeah.
I will get onto him.
He's pretty important.
Yeah. Well, anyone worth $240 million is worth knowing about.
Is Scarlett Johansson worth that much?
I don't know.
Recent comments.
Plummeting. Stocks
are plummeting. Her stocks
are
plummeting. Ben Simmons are definitely going up.
Yeah.
That's the end of sports chat. We're going to have a nice outro sweeper for that one as well.
At some point.
At some point. We'll get Liam to work on that.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Next track coming up. This time it is Tash Sultana. So please enjoy Gemini. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. We're coming to the end of our show, Will.
Twilight hours.
It is the twilight hours at 8:42. What have you made of the first show?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
It's a weird experience. There's a lot of adrenaline going on.
There is.
Live on the air.
There is. I hope we've been okay this morning. Yeah. I hope we don't get canned in our first show.
Yes.
Please
lawyer
be nice.
Up. Lawyer up, Sam.
I'm lawyering up. 2009.
Yes.
What do you think of when you think of 2009?
Well, I was 9 at that point, so I was...
Good maths.
A lot of Club Penguin.
A lot of Club Penguin?
A lot of year one homework.
Year one?
Or year three homework.
Year three, okay.
That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah.
Childhood. That's
good.
Much...
It was a good year. I was in grade 6, so I was on the verge of...
What was happening?
There's so much happening. Geelong won the grand final. I remember that.
I remember that too, actually. I think.
Oh, you do?
I have memories of that.
Oh, that's
earlier
nice.
Memories.
Yeah. Beyonce had one of the biggest hits. I'm just racking
yeah,
off
well,
the brain
Yeah, well, you definitely
here.
Had a different experience of the 2000s because I was like, you know, just floating around in childhood, but
yeah.
You actually were a
I was forming of... into a thinking teenager.
Yeah.
So,
that's what we asked for.
Yeah. Some new... Well, not some news, but some... You know, riveting information.
A tidbit.
A little tidbit. Fireflies, the infamous Our City song, now meme, was released 10 years ago in 2009. 10 years ago yesterday.
Oh.
Does that make you feel old?
It does, actually.
It does.
I feel like, not to bash your tidbit.
Oh, here we go.
But I have a feeling when you bring up a release 10 years ago, it should be on the day.
I'm one day over. Is that a... Can I be one day over?
I think you go, okay, guys, tomorrow, a big event's occurring. Now, I don't want to cause tension because I feel like we're doing all right on the radio.
Yes, doing all right for the moment. We'll see how we go
the
here.
The mood's turned. Okay. From now on, I won't bash your tidbits.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. Did you expect me to tell the Monday guys?
It's a good fact.
It's a really good fact.
Maybe you could trade tidbits with the Monday show. Like, we'll make your tidbits, you make our tidbits.
Yeah, I guess.
It works. Oh, no. I've ruined relationships.
Yeah, I'm...
I'm sorry, Sam.
I'm ready to walk out this door.
Oh. Well, in 4 minutes you can.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of on the end of the show.
We are. And we've really enjoyed your company today.
Yeah, thanks
for the listeners.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We appreciate
it's
all the support.
It's been nice. And Navi, especially.
Yes, big chat Navi.
Sorry. Yeah, she was great. Make sure you follow her on Instagram.
Yes.
So we're going to wrap it up now. I'd like to thank Liam, of course.
Thank you, Liam.
Our trusty panel operator and producer. And Georgina, who's been in the studio with us today. Just seeing if we're doing okay.
Up to scratch.
Do we get the thumbs up? We get two thumbs up.
Two thumbs
okay,
up.
We'll take that.
We've nailed it. Absolutely killed it.
This is the infamous song that Will just bashed me for a few moments ago. This is Our City, Fireflies. Please enjoy. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll catch you next
week. Thanks for listening, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.